Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Roy Perry from the Orlando Sentinel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talking some Bucks and Magic. Roy, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Hey, you could have let that Billy Idol segment play a little bit longer there before we came back. I was quite enjoying that.
There you go, an 80s rocker. I'm liking that.
I am definitely an 80s rocker.
What is this Orlando team coming into this series? It's been a while since an 8 seed has upended a top seed. So give me the lowdown on this Orlando Magic team. Last time I remember, if they can shoot from beyond the arc and they start hitting their shots, it's very tough to defend. But beyond that, not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, well, it really does come down to shot making with this team. As before the shutdown came, they were playing really, really well offensively, one of the best teams in the league. They really have started to click, come together, especially with the first unit. They had that great run last year. They went 22-9 over the last 31 games, got into playoffs, created a lot of excitement, and the fan base was sort of re-energized a little bit. And they had a couple of off-season moves. They brought back Nikola Vucevic and Terrence Ross. They wanted to kind of keep the team together a little bit. They made one free agent signing, and Al-Farouq Aminu. They felt really good about the players that they had, and this year has been quite the opposite of that. So the one wild card was Markelle Fultz in all of this. So they acquired him last season in a trade, gave up virtually nothing to get him. He worked hard. They gave him time to do that. He got back, and really that it took some time for them to build a little bit of continuity with him, but you saw that toward the end of this, before the shutdown, you saw that really start to pay off. And so with him running the point, they really were starting to open things up. He can create a lot of space. He gets to the basket. He creates opportunities for his teammates. So that was really a big driving point for them. And as you mentioned, when they're hitting their shots, like a lot of teams in the NBA, they really can make things happen. I mean, the flip side of it was that defensively they'd been pretty good up until that point, and they started to slide. Something that Steve Clifford has been concerned about. He says, look, we've shown that we can play well on offense. We've shown we can play well on defense. We just haven't been able to do both of those things. And that's what you're going to have to do to beat Milwaukee. You're going to have to play well at both ends of the floor. Just such a small margin for error with this team now with some of the injuries that have just taken place too.
So I look at this matchup, and we know that if the Bucks aren't defending well beyond the arc, and they haven't done it all season long, they can be beaten. But the question is, can Orlando be hot for more than a game? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's the big question. If you go back and use the regular season games, as a barometer, the Magic did not shoot the ball well from the 3-point line. So they're definitely going to have to make open shots when they get them, something that they did not do during the regular season against Milwaukee. So, Milwaukee is going to hit three-pointers. That's just the way that they've done it all season. There's no reason to think that they won't stay at that level again in the playoffs. You know, so if you're getting outscored by 15 points a night from the three-point line, you've got to find points elsewhere. Well, where are you going to find those points? They don't shoot the ball well from inside the three-point line, or as well as they probably should. And, you know, Milwaukee's really, really stingy with not giving up points in the paint. So the Magic are going to have to attack around the periphery of the paint and make those baskets. And, you know, I think Markelle Fultz is going to be someone to watch in this series. Whether or not they can, as you said, generate enough offense over the course of a seven-game series and win four times, really, it's really going to be a tall order for this team.
I look at, you know, the way to defend Giannis. Everybody knows that if you pack it in on him, you hack him, you get him to the line, he's not a great free throw shooter, you keep him on the outside, he wants to take three-point shots, you're not going to stop him, you only hope to contain him. Is it then to try to defend, say, a guy like Middleton and keep him from killing you, or try not to allow Bledsoe, who has struggled since coming back from the COVID and into the bubble, is it try not to allow him to get hot? What else do you attack besides Giannis?
Yeah, that's a good question, and that has those two guys that you mentioned are certainly focal points of what the Magic are going to try to do defensively. I think that it's worth also talking about, and maybe you would ask about this, but I'll jump into it real quickly. With Aaron Gordon's leg injury, obviously the Magic need him. They need him for a lot of reasons, but they really need him to guard Giannis. I saw a stat that somewhere Giannis was like 22 of 59, or I don't remember, right, 49 or something when he's being guarded by Gordon this year, which isn't terrible, but, you know, by Giannis' standards, it's not quite up there. Now, that's just a statistic that doesn't take into account, you know, where he takes the shots from, if there were, you know, it's just a number. But it's interesting that there's sort of that, you know, that perception that Gordon plays him well, and I think that he does. And he certainly has gotten a lot stronger during the break. So it's a different kind of Aaron Gordon. So he'll be able, I think, to physically match up with Giannis. But if his leg isn't to the point where he's able to be 100%, then that is really detrimental to the Magic, because Giannis is a handful when you throw your best defender at him. So now if you have to play somebody who's a little smaller, like a Gary Clark, maybe James Ennis, maybe they, you know, have to put somebody like that on him. You know, that really helps the Bucks immensely. So the problem with trying to defend the Bucks, as you well know, is that, you know, you can pack it in against Giannis, but if he's able to get into the lane, or they just take the ball out of his hands a little bit, they've got other guys. Bledsoe can get into the lane. He's a very good penetrator. He's so strong. He gets to the basket. If Giannis gets going and he's great, he's a great passer. He's great at finding those guys on the perimeter. So, you know, and you'll see Brook Lopez maybe slip in there a little bit and, you know, play a little bit more on the high pick and roll. They can always do that. So, I think that it's just such a difficult – they're just such a difficult team to defend that you have to obviously put some emphasis on probably those three guys specifically. But then you also have to be very aware of, you know, of the other guys on the floor, because they just bring so much shooting at one time.
Talking with Roy Perry of the Orlando Sentinel, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Now, one of the guys, Wesley Matthews, really has been the guy defensively that has drawn some of the tougher defending positions, whether it's LeBron or whether it's James Harden or whomever. So a guy that can get hot, a guy like, say, Terrence Ross. Terrence Ross can really shoot the lights out if he turns it on. Fournier turns it on. So tell me, where would you put Wesley Matthews if, indeed, they're going to try to defend and stop the three and really kind of, you know, stem the tide of the Orlando Magic?
Yeah, well, if Matthews is in the starting rotation, he's probably going to lock up with Fournier most of the time. And I know that you know, Mike Budenholzer uses his rotations a little differently. I'm not sure how he'll do that in the playoffs. But, you know, a lot of times their starters are mixed in with the second unit, so they're facing the other team's second unit. So there certainly may be some opportunities for Matthews to play against Ross. In fact, I was watching some highlights from some of their games earlier this year, and in fact, you know, you saw Matthews guarding Fournier. You saw him on Ross a couple times. Also, you know, saw DiVincenzo guarding Ross, and you know, really was doing a really good job. Terrence just has an ability when he's really locked in to make and take and make tough shots. I mean, it's obviously, you know, these guys are in the NBA for a reason. They're the best at what they do, but he's really skilled at knocking down shots when he's being defended closely. So It was one of the things that he did well last year. He's doing it about to the same level that he did this last year, this year. You know, so, but I think that obviously those two guys are the key to the three-point game for the Magic. So if Matthews is able to slow them down and run them off the line, make them drive the ball, you know, Fournier has gotten better this season about getting to the basket. Some of the things that I was saying from the highlights that Ross, I thought, did well was he took those 18, 20-footers inside the three-point line. He would take a couple dribbles and find some space, which is important for him. He doesn't need much. So I think that it's while it's important that they don't give those guys a lot of free looks from the three-point line, I don't think it's necessarily a foregone conclusion that they'll just shut them down because they're not making threes. So, you know, that certainly that's an important part of the game for the Magic. They're going to have those two guys making three-pointers. They actually shot the ball fairly well from the three-point line, you know, over the course of the four games. But overall, the Magic, you know, they did not shoot the ball well, particularly, you know, I think Nikola Vucevic, one game, I think he was 0 for 10. I'm trying to remember which game that was. But, you know, when you got one of your main offensive players taking three or four threes a game on average, he takes 10. So he's not taking other shots that are, you know, higher percentage, and he's going 0 for 10, and that really hurts your offense. And they just can't afford to give many possessions away against Milwaukee. So certainly shot selection is going to be important as well.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, John Hammond down there. Give me the lowdown on John. We really liked him and enjoyed him when he was here with the Milwaukee Bucks. Give me the lowdown on John.
Well, actually, a funny story is he went to Greenville College. I'm sure you all are aware of that. And that's where my best friend from high school, and still a great friend to this day, he also went to school there at Greenville College. So, you know, it's obviously it's just a small world. But, yeah, it's, you know, this is he and Jeff Weltman, you know, they're trying to create a blueprint for what they want this franchise to look like, and you know, they've done a good job of sticking with that. So, you know, John's a really good guy to talk with. You know, obviously it's been a lot different here lately because we don't have access to those guys like we might normally. But yeah, just a super nice guy.
Just a great guy, no doubt about it. I tell you what, Roy, I appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, giving us a lowdown. Hopefully it's an exciting series, and I know we're rooting in two different areas, but hopefully the Bucks overcome and move on.
Yeah, it should be. It's definitely going to be a challenge for the Magic. I think maybe real quickly, one thing is just not quite sure how this the restart is going to affect teams, so that will certainly be interesting to watch, which team can get back into a rhythm quicker and get moving in the right direction.
No, I completely agree with you. Appreciate it as always. Okay, thanks, Roy.
You got it. Thanks for having me on.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Orlando Sentinel writer Roy Perry. You can find him at OS Orlando Sentinel Roy Perry, P-A-R-R-Y, on Twitter. OS Roy Perry over there on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.